And then how should I go about figuring out where to donate my clothes once I've decided that they're in good enough shape?
Yeah, very, very much an individual decision, right? It depends on what is maybe available to you, what causes you want to support. There are online resources. You can go to places like Charity Watch or Charity Navigator. The Better Business Bureau has a website as well, and basically all sort of have a similar function of they evaluate charities, they give you information about how they operate. And so that's just a good, you know, resource that you could use if you really wanted to learn more about the different charities at your disposal. If you have maybe specialty items like an old prom dress or formal wear or workwear and suits, you can look for organizations that specialize in asking for those items. And, you know, those are easily searchable online as well.
I have to ask you also, what's the deal with those? I don't know if they're common in a lot of American cities, but I feel like in places that I've lived or traveled, there will be these like big, like steel donation boxes mm-hmm. on the corner where you just like dump clothes. And sometimes I'm like, I don't really know where this is going, but it seems like the right idea. What's the story with those?
Yeah, those boxes do exist. Again, it comes down to looking up the organizations that are behind the boxes.
And
right?
Not just dumping your clothes.
Right. So you want to, you know, if you see a name on the box and you're kind of curious about it, definitely look that up. Take a look at, see if they're listed on any of these evaluation sites. Take a look at the information there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right, if you are really worried, sometimes the best thing to do is you should drop your donations off in person and talk to the people that you're dropping it off to.
What about when to donate clothing? Like, are there some times of year that are better to donate than others?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually helpful, I think, for the organization that you're donating to if you are thinking about whether what you're donating is seasonally appropriate. Mm. So a really great example is, you know, a lot of people will get rid of their winter wear in the summer because they don't, you know, they don't need it anymore. Maybe they're cleaning it out. That's actually probably not helpful because people aren't looking for that type of clothing in the summertime. So if you do have that, you know, hold on to it for when winter or fall rolls around and donate it then. So maybe there's a better chance that it's useful to someone in that period. Something interesting that I also learned while I was reporting this in terms of timing is just donating a bunch of clothes after disasters that happen, not actually that helpful in a lot of cases.
Really?
Yeah, and that surprised me because I think there I was sort of in a sense of, well, in a post-disaster situation, anything helps.